What's up, everybody, man? Welcome to another edition of the Crypto Christ Podcast, man. I'm your host, Yuri Laquette, and this is going to be pretty quick. There's several little lessons or teachings or, you know, I don't know what to call them, considerations that I want to do these past several weeks. And I got one out of the way. I got a couple out of the way, but this one today profoundly affected me. Anything that profoundly affected me, man, I want to share it with y'all so that y'all will be able to see it and gain some, you know, something from it, right? So I titled this, Which One Are We? Which One Are We? And it's the parable of the soil, right? So going to Luke chapter 8, starting at, I don't know, about verse 4. And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him, him being Jesus, come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. Excuse me. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Verse 6. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Now here's verse 8. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So then they didn't, you know, they ain't understanding what he was talking about. Bless their heart, you know. And so they asked him, "Man, what does this mean?" Well, in verse, starting at verse 11 through 15, that's what I want us to kind of look at, right? And he explained it. The parable of the soils, the parable of the sower, explained. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The word of God. The Bible. Okay? It is the sole word of God. And it's a word I'm looking for, inerrant. You know, man might mess the translation up, but that's because they messed it up. It is the inerrant word of God that's true, right? So, in the parable, the seed is the word of God. And I'm trying to not be distracted. It's a mosquito trying to fly up my nose. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So, you know, when he talked about, you know, the seed, he said a sower went out to sow his seed. And as they sowed, some fell by the wayside and it was trampled down and the birds of the air devoured it. So is that us? Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, they hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Is that us? But let's look at 13. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. You know it's the truth, right? And these have no root. Who believe for a while and in time of temptation fall away. You come to the chapel, you know, take a class here and there, you know. But you don't go dig in deep. And then when something come, knock you off your rocker, you burn off. The ones on the rock are those who when they hear, receive the word with joy. They know it's the truth, right? And these have no root. You're not fully grounded in the word, right? They have no root who believe for a while and in time of temptation fall away. You got to get strong. You know, it's just like when you learn to fight, man, you got to fight. You got to get up in there. You know, you might get beat up. I haven't been beat up. Anybody say they ain't been beat up, man, they lying. So it's just like the word of God, man. You got to get in there. You got to study. You got to study to show yourself approved, as the word say, right? But let's look at 14. Now, the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. Yeah, I see that a lot out here. It can happen in the penitentiary too, but out here, man, there is so many distractions. So you hear the word of God, but you worried about the bill you got to pay, and you worried about this car I got to pay my note, and you know my girl over here, or my boyfriend over here, or my job, or the cares of the world. The cares of the world, man. Look, let me tell y'all something. And I told Brother Joe of the Mom Ministry. I talked with him the other day, man, and I was reflecting on how out here, man, there is a lot of responsibility. And as a gangbanger, man, I really didn't have no responsibility. You know, if you think back on our experience, I can't speak for you, but I'm only speaking for me. As a gangbanger, crack smoker, crack seller, man, I didn't have life insurance. I didn't have auto insurance. You know what I'm saying? Man, I didn't have to pay bills. I wasn't worried about none of that. I didn't have credit card bills to pay. You know, the light bill, Wi-Fi bill. I mean, I didn't have none of that. You see what I'm saying? But now, health insurance, it's a lot of responsibility out here, man. Sometimes, man, those cares of life, if you allow it to do so, man, will choke the word if you're not fully grounded in the word of God. Right? So watch this. Let's look at 15. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, kept it, keep it, and bear fruit with patience. You hear it, you know it's the truth, and you strive to go deeper in the things of God. You don't let temptation get you through the power of Christ, because we can't do none on our own. Right? You don't let the cares of the world mess you up. The cares of the penitentiary. You ain't distracted by the dice game. You ain't distracted by the spade table. You ain't distracted by the chess. You know, I'm not saying that it's wrong to play chess. You know, you ain't distracted by the Dungeons and Dragons. You know, but sometimes you can be. Right? And then you neglect reading the word of God. Developing your relationship with Christ, growing spiritually, you neglect those things, right? And you fall away. So this is just to ask ourselves, which one are we, man? What soil are we, man? Are we on rocky soil? What is the condition of our heart, man? Right? Are we taking root with the word? Are we on the wayside? Are we just hearing and, you know, and then, you know, when things come up, people make fun of us, that we burn off, right? Or do we go and, you know, the cares of life, we just give up? Or do we press on and we strive to go deeper and learn more and keep Christ in the center of everything that we do? And then we bear fruit, right? I just want to know. Ask ourselves, which one are we? Hey, man, we love y'all. See you next time with Crypto Christ. Podcast.